Sugar on your time, rain on our feet. Namo Vishnu Padaya Bolo Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Chinami. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Vishesha Shunyavani Vashtucha Vishuta Vamsha Kovaturu Yashcha Bolo. Kripa Sindhu Vyaheva Shaha Bhakti Chana Bhavane
Thank you. Surprise, but other times it's pleasant surprises. Like today, we come here and we've met some new friends. We have a few other devotees who come. You're here for Gopal Krishna Maharaj's yatra?
Yes. And also to meet my family.
Acha. So, you're fortunate. Some of the devotees here. Life used to be peaceful until we had cell phones emailing. So, this place, we were saying something about this area already. Satasan Road, place of 7 different temples. And we spoke a little something to you, very basically about the deities and things. I'll say just a little something more.
So just across the road is the Giridhari Mutt, Radha Giridhari Mutt. And those are the deities worshipped by Jagadananda Pandit, also present on the altar of the Pratibhu deities of Radha Damodar. That's where, in that area, is where Supramana Goswami did his original bhajan. And it was there that Jagadananda Pandit was sometimes cooking for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a very famous story, you probably know, that Jagadananda Pandit, with great difficulty, on one occasion when he was in Navadweep, he managed to acquire some first-class, very expensive chandan teal, some sandalwood oil. And he brought that here to Puri to offer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to rub on his head because sometimes Mahaprabhu was feeling some fever of separation. So when he brought that to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu told him, he said, what, do you think I'm a Dari Sannyasi? Some kind of enjoyer? I'm going to put some fragrant oil on my body? What is this? I can't accept this. He said, but you've worked very hard, so you should take this oil and you should take it to the temple of Jagannath and offer it there to the Lord Jagannath. And Jagannath, the pundit, just looked at him. He took the pot of oil and he threw it on the ground. And he said, what oil? He broke the pot and just... very expensive pot of oil. So Jagannanda Pandit was a little sulky sometimes. He became a little angry sometimes at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's described that actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was afraid of him. And so on that occasion, Jagannanda just went and locked himself up in the room and he fasted for several days. And Mahaprabhu was feeling very bad. But Mahaprabhu knew how to break his sulkiness. So he went and knocked on Jagannanda's Pandit's door, and he said, hey, Jaggi, I'm hungry. You should cook for me. And immediately, Jagannanda Pandit's sulkiness was broken. Now I have service. And he started cooking for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu, he served Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu said, but I'm not going to take until I see you take. Jagannanda said, I'll take afterwards. No, I want to see you take. I'll take afterwards. Don't worry. So then Mahaprabhu told Govinda, his servant, you watch this man. Make sure that he takes prasadam. And indeed, Jagannanda Pandit then later took prasadam. So this was across the road. This place right here is a place of Brahmananda Bharati. And the deities are Sri Sri, Radha Shyam Sundar. And they say some of his Shalagram Shilas. I could say something to you about that privately. We know the story in Chaitanya Charitamrita that on one occasion, Brahmananda Bharati, who was a sannyasi in the Shankar line, just says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took sannyas in the line of Shankaracharya, and all the Paramananda Puri and all the different sannyasis in Puri at that time, officially. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas from Keshava Bharati, he told Keshava Bharati, he said, you know, last night I had a dream. And in the dream, someone gave me this mantra. You should hear this. And Mahaprabhu told him the mantra. He said, you should give me that mantra. So in effect, Mahaprabhu initiated Keshava Bharati, and then Keshava Bharati gave him sannyas with the same mantra. So this is a place of Brahmananda Bharati. And Brahmananda Bharati, on one occasion, was wearing a deer skin that's accepted in the line of Shankar. But Mahaprabhu wasn't pleased with it. And on one occasion, Brahmananda Bharati came before him, and someone said, oh, Brahmananda Bharati's here. And Mahaprabhu said, where is he? He's right in front of you. And Mahaprabhu said, I don't see Brahmananda Bharati. No, he's right in front of you. No, I don't see Brahmananda Bharati. And then Brahmananda Bharati could understand that he's wearing a deer skin. It wasn't very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. I was present in 1993 in New Vrindavan. When my grandmother visited there, and he told the same story about the dress of Brahmananda Bharati. It created a big controversy in the community at that time because most of the devotees in the community at that time weren't wearing Vaishnava dress, and it was a whole thing. And later, Chandramouli Maharaj, he told me that one of the reasons we changed back to Vaishnava dress is because Gaurgavinda Maharaj came and spoke like this. So these are some of the things in this place, but I don't want to just tell you some sightseeing kind of things. We read that purport from Srila Prabhupada in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, that our purpose in going places is not sightseeing. As we said yesterday, we're not going places just to hear the story in that place. We're not going there just to see the deities. We're not even coming to these places just to get purified. But we're coming here trying to understand something of the mood that of this place, the mood of bhajan that the devotees did here. And even more important to us than the deities here are the devotees, like Jagannanda Pandit and Brahmananda Bharati and others who did their bhajan here. And all these other things of purification and the darshan, all those things come along with that in the package automatically. But our purpose, as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, In one purport in Sartha Darshini in third canto, he says that our purpose is to be anubhav, or following the mood of the great Vaishnavas. So this is a Jagannath Puri University of Braj Prem. Each different Tirthastali is a different classroom with a different lesson in that university. So I'd like to say something to you about a lesson in this place, which actually is not really so much about Brahmananda Bharati or Jagadananda Pandit, but is about another devotee who's actually not so popular. You may have heard of him. His name was Ramachandra Puri. And we know that Ishwar Puri, he had many disciples. Two prominent disciples, well-known disciples, were Madhavendra Puri and Ramachandra Puri. And they were serving Madhavendra Puri at the end of his life when he was in Ramuna, where his samadhi is today. And he was exhibiting his pastimes of leaving this world. And he was lamenting, "Oh, my dear Krishna, I'm so unfortunate. I can't think of you." And he was crying. And at that time, Ramachandra Puri, his disciple, came to him and said, "Guru Maharaj, don't cry. Bhagavad Gita says, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Na Kanchati. You shouldn't lament, you shouldn't hanker, don't cry. You should think of Brahman." And Ishwara Puri said, "Get away from me. I don't want to see your face. If I see your face, who knows what's going to happen to me when I leave my body." But Madhavendra Puri, he was serving Ishwara Puri. Do you know what service he was doing? He wasn't the temple president. He wasn't a big book distributor. He wasn't a preacher. He wasn't a kirtan leader. He wasn't even a cook. He was cooking sometimes. But he was cleaning the urine and stool of his guru and serving him in such a very, very humble, menial way. And Ishwara Puri became... Yeah, thank you. Yes, thank you very much. I'm confused today. Thank you. I know, I was thinking, that's not right. Something's wrong. So Madhavendra Puri, whose samadhi is in Ramuna, not Ishwara Puri. Ishwara Puri's samadhi is in another place. He had two disciples, Ishwara Puri, and Madhavendra Puri had two disciples, Ishwara and Ramachandra Puri. And so Ishwara Puri pleased him by cleaning his stool and urine. And by pleasing his Guru Maharaj, he received everything. He received, as a disciple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whereas Ramachandra Puri, because he took it on himself to try to correct his guru, "Guru Maharaj, you're not behaving in a proper way." He's acting like he's the judge of his guru. And he dared to instruct his guru. Because of that, he developed an evil mentality. And he started fault-finding and criticizing the devotees. And he came here to Jagannath Puri Dham. And Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes... I need someone to hold the mic. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes how what he was doing at that time. "Ami manchan bhiksha kore nahi karnir noy anyera bhikshara sthitir loyina nishchoy." Bolo. There was no certainty where Ramachandra Puri would take his meal, because he would just show up uninvited and just knock on the door and tell them, "You're really lucky, you rotten grihastha, you. Today's your lucky day because I'm here. I'm a great sannyasi and I come to bless you. You can serve me and feed me." This was the behavior of Ramachandra Puri. And he would eat huge quantities of prasadam. And after he would take huge quantities, then he would tell the devotees, "Now you should take also." And they would say, "Oh, I'll take later." "No, no, you should take now." Okay, I'll take. And then I'll serve you up. And he started serving huge portions on their plate. And he said, "Really, I can't take so much. Hey, Don't you know Bhagavad Gita says you shouldn't eat too little or too much? You take, don't be artificially renounced. Okay, okay. So they gave him more and more prasadam. And then after they took all that prasadam, they could barely move, that he forced upon them, then Ramachandrapuri said, ah, now I see. Huh? I've heard the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were overeating. And now I've seen it with my own eyes. You're doing this thing. So Ramachandrapuri had two bad qualities. One was the quality of entitlement. He was demanding respect according to his position. We give respect to senior devotees. We would certainly give respect to a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. But in one sense, really, what does it matter who you're initiated by? We want to see what kind of character you have. Our Fakir Mohan Prabhu used to tell us that Gandhi is famous as Mahatma, but many people don't know is he had a son. And that son, we would say in Hindi, was a first-class budmash, rascal. He was a womanizer, a drunkard, was taking drugs, he became a Muslim, and he finally died from some sexual disease. So what's the value of being a bad son of a good father? But Ramachandrapuri was insisting, both on the basis of his initiation from Madhavendra Puri and his position as being a sannyasi, that everyone should give respect to him. And he also had the even worse fault. This fault of entitlement gives birth to a much worse fault, which is the fault of criticism, the fault of envy. You know, a very interesting thing in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, it says that envy is part of the body of the Lord. Did you know that? Envy has a place there in the body of the Lord. I'll read you the verse. It's from the sixth chapter, text 9, second canto. Parimokshasya hingsasya. Prabhupada translates it in an interesting way. Listen carefully. He says, the evacuating hole of the Lord is a place of envy. So to translate that into colloquial English, I probably better I don't, but if you, it means if you're an envious person, you are a, and you can fill in the blank, right? So envy has no place amongst the Vaishnavas. And Srila Prabhupada, he says in one purport in the fifth canto, that this Krishna consciousness movement aims at creating an atmosphere of non-envy. That's the purpose of our movement. Envy has no place in our society. We want to be free from that. We want to be free from the fault, from the bad quality of fault-finding and criticizing other people. So this is one valuable lesson that we can learn here at this place. There's a, we, in one of our Bindu magazines some years ago, we compiled an article we called Critics Take the Karma. And we put a number of verses there from the Mahabharata and from different literatures which describe what happens, the science of what happens when you criticize someone else. And one of the verses I like very much is from the Narada Purana. Papinam papagananam yakaroti naradama astitpe tulipapi syan nityate vigunam buret. It speaks about someone who's a fault finder. Who's a fault finder? This verse has a very interesting way of calling him. Papa Gananam. Gananam means to count. It means someone who's going around with a notebook and writing, I saw that, and writing down. Did you see? He was taking prasadam in the bathroom. You saw that thing? Very bad. Huh? And they write down every little bad thing that someone does. Such a person is called Papa Gananam. Yakaroti Naradama. That person, you should know, he's the worst, the most low class of all different persons. And in this context, the Narada Purana is speaking about people who drink wine, people who have illicit sex, who do so many bad things. But someone who's a fault finder is worse. than all those other persons. If the fault that you're finding the person is actually true, if really he was taking prasadam in the bathroom, as the rumor suggests, if it's true, and we wrote about that on the internet, exposed such a rascal, if that fault is true, then guess what? You get to share in the karma from him. Actually, the Mahabharata says that if he forgives you, if he tolerates, because he's a very kind devotee, then whatever good qualities you have, they go to him. And whatever bad qualities he has, come to you. It's a pretty good exchange. If we just tolerate. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he writes in one purport in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, that as soon as someone begins the path of spiritual life, then you can be guaranteed that someone's going to come and start criticizing you. There's one such person that we heard about. He was a wealthy businessman. And as businessmen often find themselves, he didn't have a lot of friends because he was a little cutthroat in his dealings with other people. He was very unpopular. But somehow, he managed to give all that up and he became a sadhu. He took to a life of bhajan. And so he left the village and he made a little bhajan kutir a little ways away in the forest. And he was doing his non-bhajan there. One of his old enemies, when he heard about that, became very angry. Now, what is this? Everybody was praising the sadhu. And his old enemy said, "He's not a sadhu. Come on, I know him. I know him so well. He ripped me off for money. He cheated so many people for money. He did so many bad things. And you silly people are treating him like he's a sadhu. He's not a sadhu. I know." And so finally he went to see him. And he said, "Oh, you see, now you become a big, big sadhu, chanting japa, doing so much." And he started criticizing him, saying all bad things, very harsh words. But that sadhu just ignored him. And he kept chanting, "Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare." And the man finally got tired and went away. Came the next day, and he kept saying, "Oh, you know, your mother, you know what she's like?" Instead of saying bad things about his mother, that's the worst. Saying all bad things about him, and he just ignored him. And then finally, he came, it's very disgusting, excuse me, he passed hair in his face, And still he didn't do anything. He said, "Okay." And then he started passing urine on that sadhu. And the sadhu didn't do anything. And that angry person said, "Look, I've been coming here all these days. I've called you every filthy name. I even said bad things about your mother. I passed air on you. I even passed urine on you. And you haven't done anything. I want to know, are you a man or are you a woman? What kind of wimp are you anyway? You just tolerate all this?" And finally, that devotee spoke up. He'd become a sadhu. And he said, "Do you mind, can I ask you a question?" "Yeah, go ahead." He said, "Well, if you bring a gift to someone, and the person doesn't accept it, what happens to the gift?" "Well, you keep it." "Right." "So you brought me so many things, but I'm not accepting that. That's your problem." Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that when we begin our life of bhajan, it's a guarantee that some people are going to come and they're going to try to quarrel with you. I told you a story the other day. I was in Harinam once and someone blessed me with an egg. Once we were in Harinam in Seattle, Washington, I was a temple president there at the time. We had a nice party, devotees chanting. There was one devotee selling books and he had Bhagavad Gita's. And one young man came up to him. He said, "Oh, could I have one of those books?" Well, he said, "Well, yeah, sure." He said, "Yeah, I'm really interested in that." "Great." So he handed him a Bhagavad Gita. And that person on the street smiled at him. And then he said, then he started ripping pages out of the book, out of the Gita. And then he threw the Gita down on the ground and started stamping on it. We had to stop the kirtan because the devotee was going to kill him. He was going to beat him. So that's the kind of thing that we get sometimes in the West. And it's a natural thing. But don't think that people like that are your enemy. If everything was very good in your life and was no one who opposed you, how would you ever learn the good quality of tolerance and patience? We should see those people are our friends. And they've been sent by Krishna for us to tolerate and to learn some lesson. And a devotee, he thinks of Taktenu Kampam, Susa Mikshamano, Bunjana Ivatmi Kitam Dipakam, Ridvad Vapuviri, the Dhanam is Take Jiveta, Yomuki Paday Sadayabak. He tolerates. He thinks, actually, I deserve a lot more. And he goes on serving the Lord with his body, mind, and words. And for that person, bhakti, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation of the verse, becomes his rightful claim. And what to speak of liberation. So we should learn to tolerate. And people will come who are going to criticize us, who are going to find faults with us. We have to make a choice in our life. I'd like to tell devotees. We have two choices. It's kind of like you're looking for a job and there's two opportunities you found. So we have two job opportunities. Working in for a court. You can work in the court of Yamaraj as an assistant to someone named Chitragupta. Chitragupta is a scribe for Yamaraj, and he writes down all the bad things everybody's done. He knows everything. They've got huge computer banks, just of all the things that I've done, and what to speak of everybody else in the world. Chitragupta is collecting that information on everyone. Do we want to work for him? We can do that. Or you can work for another personality. Describes it, Adosha Darshi Mora Prabhu Nityananda. He's Mora Prabhu. He's my Prabhu. Lord Nityananda belongs to me. Why? Because he's Adosha Darshi. Lord Nityananda doesn't see anyone's fault. Therefore, I want to go to him. That's where I need to go. Because I'm full of fault. So I have a choice of working in the court of Yamaraj or working in the court of Lord Nityananda. And the two courts are very, very different. In the one court, you find everyone's fault and you write it down. And in the other court, if you want to work for Lord Nityananda, it means you don't see anyone's fault. Adosha Darshi. And Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport in Madhi Lila, he says the qualification of a Vaishnava is they're Adosha Darshi. They don't see faults in others. This is what it means to be a Vaishnava. This is what it means to enter into a Vaishnava Sangha, that we give up the evil propensity, the proud propensity of appointing ourselves the judge and critics, judge and jury of other persons. So we have to decide in our life. We can work for one or two courts, the court of Yamaraj or the court of Lord Nityananda. But I have to warn you, if you work for the court of Yamaraj, it can be a little dangerous. Because as the saying goes, those who live by the sword, they die by the sword. And you'll also be judged in that court. So we like the court of Lord Nityananda. And this is a lesson that we get here in this place from the life of Ramachandra Puri. I'd like to share with you one last little point about Ramachandra Puri. We don't want to criticize Ramachandra Puri. Ramachandra Puri, actually, according to Kavi Kanyapur, is an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So you shouldn't find fault with him. You may have heard of him, I don't know. In Krishna Leela, Ramachandra Puri's name is Jatila. Jatila, the mother-in-law of Srimati Radharani, who enhances the pastimes of the divine couple by finding fault with Krishna and chastising Srimati Radharani. So, as it said in the Bible, we hate the sin, but we don't hate the sinner. We forgive that. And devotees, they always tolerate, they always forgive. And devotees don't have the bad attitude of entitlement. Rather, they think they just accept whatever Krishna gives. They don't think that anything is due to me. And I'd like to finish with a very nice couple of verses also from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Adi Lila chapter 17. Ehi mata vaishnav koe kichu nama giba aya chiti riti kimba shakapala kaiba translates, thus a Vaishnav should not ask anything from anyone else. If someone gives him something without being asked, he'll accept it. But if nothing comes, a Vaishnav should be satisfied. Huh? Kimba shaka phala, by taking whatever spinach, whatever weeds, practically it means, whatever flowers and things come in natural way. Satanama loybe jata lodite santosh eita chaya kore bhakti dharma posh bolo. One should strictly follow the principle of always chanting the holy name, and one should be satisfied with whatever he gets easily. Such devotional behavior solidly maintains one's devotional service. This is a lesson that we get in Jagannath Puri Dham. And when Ramachandra Puri began criticizing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotees, they became very, very disturbed, and they wanted to quarrel with Ramachandra Puri. And Mahaprabhu said, what are you doing? Don't you know? He's a godbrother of my guru. You should respect him. And Mahaprabhu tolerated it. And sometimes Ramachandra Puri, he's like a mad person. He's finding fault with his no fault. Once he came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Gambira, and he said, what is this? Ants on the floor. You've been eating sweets, haven't you? What kind of sannyasi are you anyway? Those ants here in Orissa, they're called pinpuri. And they're everywhere, whether you have sweets or you don't have sweets. And Mahaprabhu wasn't taking sweets, but Ramachandra Puri was just criticizing him. And sometimes when he became a little crazy like that, Mahaprabhu would just ignore him. And other times he would defend him to the devotees. And this went on for some time. Mahaprabhu just tolerated him. Until one day, some of the devotees came running in to see the other devotees, and they said, did you hear the good news? No? What's the good news? Did you even hear? Ramachandra Puri is exhibiting his opulence, a renunciation, and he just left Jagannath Puri. Haribo! Haribo! And that person went away. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he says that when we begin our spiritual life, there's always going to be some impious people who come and criticize us. And if we become angry with them, and we start fighting back with them, and don't think it just means demons or something, but they also may be people with tilak on and neck beads. They might even be your godbrothers and godsisters. And if we can't tolerate their harsh words, and we become angry and want to fight back, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, you'll fall down from the path of bhakti. We have to tolerate it. Just keep our head down. Fakir Mohan Prabhu once told me a secret in Nam Bhajan, a very wonderful secret which I'd like to share with you. He said that in the Trinadapi Sanichena verse, Mahaprabhu has given us a secret. And the secret is that you give all respect to others, don't demand any respect for yourself. And if you do that, they'll leave you alone. And then you can do your Nam Bhajan, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So these are a few thoughts that we have at this place. trying somehow to capture some of the mood of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in these places. So I want to thank everybody very much for walking with us, our new friends for coming and hearing with us. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. Does anybody have any reflections they'd like to share with us at this time? Reflection or question? Okay, reflections are first. Hi, Parshita, any reflections? Okay. Any reflections from anybody? Anything that struck you, Prabhuji? Can you speak loudly?
Как быть тогда в охране, да? В охране работаешь, ну, когда вот Харинаму там сопровождаешь, охраняешь, то там надо в охране работаешь, когда? То есть как тоже, ну, реагирует, вот, нас так. У нас много случаев было, когда вот также, ну, на преданных нападали, книги тоже там разорвали, нам приходилось кулаками останавливать реально.
We should give up anger and lust, greed, all these bad qualities. But Narottam Das Thakur says you can also use them. And he says that someone who's sadhu-dveshi, who's envious of the Vaishnavas, who attacks the Vaishnavas, we should be angry with that person. And we can defend them. It's very good service to the devotees. You can do like that. Are you praying for me? Yes. Like he's saying, just like Hanuman. Huh? Hanuman, we became very, very angry. My grandmother used to say that once there was some recitation of Ramayana, and Hanuman was listening, and the speaker was saying that the Ashok Grove in Lanka, it was so beautiful, and there was all kinds of colors, and it was so many different plants from all over the universe. And Hanuman was listening, said, excuse me, that's not true. That I was there. There was no different colors. Everything was red. There's only one color. Actually, it's not true that Hanuman was wrong. There were so many different colors. But Hanuman was so angry with Ravan that all he saw was red. This is the nature of a devotee. We can tolerate for ourselves. But if we see some other devotees or the deity being attacked or something, we can't tolerate. And if we do tolerate, we turn our head. If we see some child being abused or some Mataji being abused or something, then we'll suffer for that. Our society will suffer for that. Don't tolerate that. Zero tolerance. You had some other questions, would you?
Prabhu, thank you. Isn't it Ramachandra Puri got sick at some point? Is this correct? Or is this mistaking? Okay. Okay, I'm mistaking it.
Anything else is there? Okay. So I want to thank everybody again very much for coming. It's a little late. He's going to come. He has some wonderful things to offer you. Some copies of Prema Vivarta in English and in Russian. Huh? This is a book which was written here at this place. And he also has some very wonderful Mahaprasad that you can get because he knows so many different persons. He's also given me some special Mahaprasad in the past. And he has some little kavachas with some chandan that was touching Nabi Brahma inside the body of Lord Jagannath. Very, very rare, very special thing. So we like to support the devotees here because they're very kind to let us have this place. They're not charging us anything. So if you'd like to purchase something from them, they'll be very happy. It's good for us. Otherwise, what we're going to do, our plan here, If there's a bathroom in the back if you want to use. We're going to chant Gayatri Mantra here. Anybody needs to do that. And then we're going to leave in about 5 or 10 minutes and walk back chanting Japa. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Thank you.